Hello, and welcome to Wingcast, a podcast about all things Goldwing. I'm your host, Rick Arnaldo, president of wingstuff.com and lifelong rider of the Honda Goldwing. In this podcast, we talk about the latest Goldwing news, speak with fellow riders and experts in the motorcycle industry, and discuss whatever else comes to mind. We'd love to have you join us. Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Wingcast. Today's special guest is none other than Jerry, the Motorman Paladino. Jerry, thanks for joining us this morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, and the pleasure is all mine.
Thank you. So, Jerry, folks, I don't know if you've heard of Jerry, but Jerry has a real interesting advanced riding course based on motor officers' techniques and exercises, because he was a motor officer. And he went through a lot of training. And many years ago, he decided to share that training with other riders. And he created this Ride Like a Pro program, where he goes out and he'll show you and do exercises with you to give you skills, give you advanced training on how to ride your motorcycle better and safer. And I just think it's a great program. And I have a feeling a lot of you folks out there don't know about him. So I invited Jerry as a special guest this morning on Wingcast. And Jerry, tell everybody a little bit about yourself. I've known you over the years. I've followed your stuff, and you come out with video after video. You're very proactive in teaching people how to ride their motorcycles better, is how I would say it from my standpoint. But tell us a little bit about, you know, your background, maybe how you started this, and what exactly do you do with training people in this advanced riding course?
Well, I'll start at the beginning. I started riding back in 1974. I bought my first motorcycle, had a friend who knew how to ride, and my initial instructions were from him. He said, "Follow me." That was it. That was the instruction I had. And I rode, I don't know, up until 1998. And I was working at the sheriff's office, and they started a motor squad. They had just three openings, and they sent three guys down to Tampa to train. Mm-hmm. And one of them broke his ankle the first week, and they now needed another person. But since they were already a week into the course, I had to wait, and they sent me up to Tallahassee. By the way, I was happened to be walking in the sheriff's office, and the major was walking out, and she said, "Jerry, you have a motorcycle license." I said, "Yeah." She said, "You want to go to motor school?" I said, "Yeah, sure." And that's how the whole thing started. So I wound up going to training with the highway patrol, the troopers. I was the only deputy in the class. And in the first day of training, you know, troopers are different from deputies. They do a lot of more military kind of thing. And the instructor's got it. He yells attention, and they all stood up at attention. I stood there with him. And then he held up the keys to a motorcycle, and he's dangling them. He says, "Anybody here know how to ride a motorcycle?" Now, I know better than to volunteer, but I spoke with some of the troopers, and some of them had never been on a bike in their life. So I figured, yeah, I raised my hand. As soon as I raised my hand, he jumps in my face. He says, "You don't know nothing about riding a motorcycle, but you're going to know if you make it through this course." And he was right. The first day, I realized I had no clue what the hell I was doing. But when I finished that course, I said, everybody who rides a motorcycle should know the police motor officer techniques. It's a lifesaver, and it just changed your whole life. But I also knew that a lot of guys are men only. Women aren't like this, but men have this ego thing, and they won't go to a class because they think everybody else is going to be better than them, and they'll laugh at them. So I said, well, I got to find a way to reach these people. And that's when I came out with the first Ride Like a Pro video, which is a step-by-step instructional video that shows you the police motor officer techniques. And I used 24-foot exercises instead of 18. Motor officers, it's 18, and you're gonna drop the bike 10 times a day for about 3 or 4 days till you figure it out. When I finished that, I said, I'll get an instructional video, and that way a person can go out and do this on their own without anybody watching. And the first day I put that on the internet, and the internet was pretty new then. This is 1998. I got an order for 80 videos the first day. And I said, wow, I got something here. And the first video I did, I filmed it myself. So it wasn't, the best quality. But inside of about a month, I figured out I'm going to get a professional to film it. And that's what I did. And then the videos got so much better from there. So yeah, it started from there. And we're now in, I think it's the seventh version of the Ride Like a Pro video. And it's not a series that you have to buy. It's, we include everything from the other videos and plus whatever new information I can come up with by teaching my students each week. So once the video got popular, people said, well, do you have a class? I want to come to a class. So that's when I started the classes. And that was in, I think, 1999. Now I have 20 schools around the country and one in Japan, plus my school here in Florida.
Wow. So no matter, you know, so if somebody is located in different parts of the United States, you're telling us that you have different locations across the United States with people that are trained to offer this training, just like you would personally. Name some states of locations that you have these things, because I got customers all over the world. And so, you know, just give them an idea. You don't have to name every one, but like, what places are you in?
I've got three here in Florida, Jacksonville. Okay. I'm in the Tampa Bay area. Got one in Miami. Mm-hmm. And let's see, we've got two in Pennsylvania. We've got one in North Carolina, Iowa, I think New Mexico.
California?
No, I'd love to have one in California because I get so many people begging for it.
Maybe you can do it in my parking lot. I have an actual pretty big parking lot here, but I don't know if my insurance would like it, but that's another conversation.
Well, we have insurance for all our riders through Jacksonville Insurance, which covers the Motorcycle Safety Foundation courses. But so that's the least of the problem. But I think what the problem is in California, what I do is usually get retired motor officers. So they're already trained in the techniques and then they come to me so they can make sure that they're teaching the course exactly the way I am. And then they're on their own. But in California, I guess the retirement is so good out there for police officers. They're making so much money retired, they don't want to do anything. Because I've been looking for years for somebody in California to start a course. In fact, California could probably use two Ride Like a Pro courses. But so far, I haven't had any takers.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of people watching this podcast. Maybe somebody's a motor officer that's retired. And hey, Jerry needs some help, guys. Let's get a couple of locations in California. Okay. Yes.
California, Washington.
Yeah.
Oregon, all those places. I'd love to be out there. But so far,
okay,
I haven't had anybody step up.
No, I think this is great. I mean, you know, you're offering training and you know, I think if somebody takes one of these courses, there's no question they're going to be a better rider. They're going to come out a better rider than what they went in. And like you said, you know, people think they know how to ride well, but until they're trained properly and go through this, I know I took some training and I'd love to do one of your courses. I've been riding since I was 14 years old and I've taken a couple of courses and I learned how to counter steer. I was doing things that I didn't realize I was doing. And I was doing a lot of things right, but I learned some things that I wasn't doing and I tried them and it worked. So I encompassed it into my riding style and it's actually helped me a great deal. And I haven't even hit your course yet. So I'm going to put you on my bucket list. I would love to take that course. I don't think anybody can say that they know enough about anything in this world, especially riding a motorcycle. And how important is that? I would love to sharpen my skills. So maybe I take one of those courses. And I think I would encourage everybody out there to follow up on this. And we'll make sure we have links in the description on this podcast so that you can reach out to Jerry and find out the closest location to you and maybe get involved and take one of these courses. I know a lot of the people that deal with us are very safety conscious. We sell brake modulators and we sell lighting. And even though they love to make their bikes look nice, the bottom line is that adds safety as well. And there's, you know, there's other aspects, even what you're, you know, what you're riding with. A lot of times I got riders that'll put on a reflective vest at night over their leather, you know, over their leather coat. I mean, stuff like that, it can only help. But what you do, I think it's super valuable. And I think everybody should consider doing it. What about your video series? Now you have so many videos out. Are those for purchase? Do you have any on YouTube that people can watch? How does that work, and how many videos are in the set? You know, just tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I have Ride Like a Pro video, the Ride Like a Pro experience. In fact, I'll hold that up to the camera.
Okay.
That's available on DVD or download. And
yeah. What are you downloading? Are you downloading from Venmo? Is that what you're doing?
Well, they download from my website.
From your website. Okay. And your website is, correct me if I'm wrong, it's ridelikeapro.com. Is it correct?
Correct. That's it.
Okay.
And we have shortcuts to riding like a pro. And this is for somebody who doesn't want to spend a lot of time setting up exercises. So we show them how to do a lot of exercises without any cones at all, just using the lines in a parking lot. Because most parking lots you go to, 99%, each parking space is 9 feet. So if you start with three parking spaces, 27 feet, and work your way down to two parking spaces, because even goal wings will turn in less than 18 feet.
Sure.
Then we have Surviving the Mean Streets video, and this shows you how to use the techniques you learn from Ride Like a Pro series or from my class out on the road, so that you're a safer rider. And we also have on USB, we've got two videos, the Ride Like a Pro experience and Surviving the Mean Streets. So this is, if you want to take this and stick it in your phone, you go out to practice, you can watch the particular exercise, you listen to what I'm saying, and then, you know, do the exercise and see how you do as compared to what's on the video. And of course, I have my best-selling book, the Ride Like a Pro book version.
Ride Like a Pro. I love the name because it's pretty much exactly what you're doing.
Yes. I you know, before I became a motor officer, we around this area, we didn't have any motor officers, and I didn't know what it was all about till I watched something on a Born to Ride television. It's a little station down here, and I saw these motor officers practicing, and I couldn't believe what they were doing with the 850-pound motorcycle. I had no idea what the bike was capable of, but boy, when I finished that training, like I said, I think everybody should know this, and when they come to my class, most people that come to me have been riding for years. And they can ride straight down the road, no problem, make great big wide turns once in a while, and come to a nice, easy stop. So I tell them, you know, the first day on your bike, you should be able to do that. So you got really good at doing the first day thing. So, but leaning, turning, and swerving quickly, that's where the problem arises. That's what 95% of the riders can't do. So a vehicle pulls out in front of you. If you don't know what to do, if you're not used to leaning and turning and swerving, and you don't know where to look, then you're in big trouble. Most people just look at the vehicle and run right into it, or they slide on the ground by locking up the brakes. So this helps in all aspects of riding. And when people finish my course, it's like, again, a whole new world to them. And the course is 4 hours. A lot of people said, whoa, what could you learn in 4 hours? Well, I found out when I first started, I used to go with 8 hours, and people kept getting worse. And I've realized that because they're so tense when they're at a course and they tire out easily, 4 hours was the charm. Most riders can improve their skills 200% in 4 hours. And they're really amazed by that. They're tired out at the end of 4 hours, but they're not asking for more. They'll come back a couple of weeks later and take it again. And then, because then they're not as nervous as they were the first time. They know what to expect. And then they really, I've gotten to where some of them, after the second time comes to the course, can actually ride as well as a motor officer. And I put them in 18-foot turns then, even with, like I said, a goal wing. A lot of people don't know that a goal wing would do everything a Harley. These courses are built around Harley Davidson's wheelbase and rake. But the goal wing, the advantage it has is a 40-degree lean angle versus 32 degrees on a Harley. So though it's a bigger bike, longer motorcycle, longer wheelbase and rake, it could still make those turns if you take advantage of that lean angle.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I love it. I love it. And like I said, I think everybody out there thinks they're good riders, and I'm sure they are, but they have no idea what they're missing out on. You know, I think it's just great. I'm excited to take your course, and I'm seriously excited. I want to take your course. I can't wait to do it.
If you come down here to Florida to take the course, you know, I'll give you like, well, $5 off.
Ha! All right. Well, I got to do it then. I mean, that's a deal. You know,
it's a gallon of gas.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I have friends in Florida, so at some point I'm going to come and visit you there anyway. So
All right, if you come down and take my course, it's with my compliments, and bring a camera and tell all your viewers about it.
Sure. No, I would love to. And I am going to take you up on that. We'll get past the holidays first, but I love it. And, you know, one question I had, so other than the course, and I really, really urge a lot of you guys to look into this, take this course. I mean, he's all over the United States. Did you say you're outside of the United States too? Because we got people around the world. What countries are you offering this course?
Japan is the only other country.
Just Japan. That doesn't surprise me because they're very disciplined with their riding. I've been there. I've ridden there, and yeah.
It's a funny thing because in Japan, any citizen can go and take the actual motor officer course, but they bring their own bike and they could take that 2-week course and it's free. But people over there who ride Harley Davidsons, it's a status symbol. They don't want to go. If it's not like a Harley thing, they don't want to go to it.
So right.
They spend $50,000, $60,000 on a new Harley and they want to go to my guy in Japan. He was a motor officer there. Also, he came here and to be trained by me for the course. And they want to go to his course. He fills up every class. And I think he runs about 7 months out of the year till it gets too cold. But he has no problem getting customers, but he gets everybody with a Harley Davidson or a heavyweight cruiser. But that's the course they would rather go to rather than the free course that the government gives. So.
Yeah, because you do a much better job and you're more passionate about it, I'm sure. You know, one thing I want to throw out there to our customers around the world outside of the United States and Japan, if you're interested and you feel you have the expertise in riding that you want to be an instructor for Jerry with this course and get trained by him, maybe in the United States, get in touch with him. Possibly we might have an opportunity through Jerry to open up in some other countries. I'm sure he would want to do that. So if you're interested in that and you're willing to take a trip to the United States and get trained from him, I think that's a great opportunity. So all our friends around the world, you know, keep that in mind. Maybe you can offer the course yourself and you can deal with Jerry on that and the benefits of teaching it. I'm sure there's some kind of incentive to do that because people are paying for it. So you can talk about what Jerry will do for you if you do that. That's between you and Jerry. But I wanted to throw that out there because I think there's an opportunity to open up and expand your training across the globe. So we reach a lot of people and, you know, keep that in mind, folks. Get in touch with them. We're going to have all the contact information here. And, you know, I've had a lot of guests on this show, but what you're doing, I think, is fantastic. I feel like everybody should take your course. It's going to do nothing but turn them into a better, safer rider. And like you said, somebody pulls out in front of you real quick. Yeah, you know, some of these guys might have been riding most of their life, but do they know what to do? I agree with you. If you can sharpen their skills, it could save a catastrophe, and not only that, make them a better rider. As I said before, I haven't taken your course and I have a feeling your course is far better than what I've taken in the past. And I've actually walked away a better rider. And I was one of those guys, but I never was one of those guys that think I know everything. I'm always eager to learn more stuff. And I respect people that know things that I don't. But I went in there with an open mind and I came out a better rider. 100%. Absolutely did. So I think it's great. We were having a conversation before this podcast started about even on the Goldwing DCT, it's a little bit more difficult because you got to get used to that DCT. And I was telling Jerry, I can do U-turns, like I can do tight turns. I can do anything in my DCT. And what I do is I hold that rear brake with throttle and I'm able to do all kinds of stuff that way. There's things that people can do with the DCT even, that they can do these real technical things, but if they're not doing it right, then not only is it difficult, but you know, they might fall over if they're not doing it right. So this training is just precious. I mean, basically you're giving your knowledge and your expertise and your safety and your riding experience to all of us. And I think that's wonderful, you know, almost like a music teacher. Teach me to play like you. You know, same thing, right? But on a motorcycle, you know?
Yeah, I know a lot of guys, motor officers, who are just great riders. I mean, they even win at rodeos, but doing it, being really good, and then being able to teach at the same time are two different things.
I agree.
Speaking of music, I'm sure you're familiar with B.B. King.
Sure.
He was a great, great blues guitar player, but he couldn't tell. He never did instructional videos or anything because he couldn't explain to people what he was doing, and he couldn't tell what they were doing wrong. So there's an old video on YouTube where a guitar teacher sits with B.B. King. He says, play the lick, B.B. King would play it, and then this guy would explain how he did it. So it's a similar thing. You could be the greatest writer in the world, but if you can't articulate exactly what you're doing, yes, that's the most important part. If you can't communicate with the customer, well, yeah, it doesn't matter how good you are. You know, sure, you can demonstrate all you want, but when I see somebody, and I know all the mistakes people make, I know them before they ever do them because they're always the same.
Yeah.
And on my course, I can tell immediately, okay, you didn't turn your head fast enough, or you went out of the friction zone. Well, how do you know I did? Because I could hear the motor on the bike, and when it's chugging and your foot's on the brake, that's going to make the motorcycle want to stall. So I know that, you know, you got to stay in the friction zone. Whatever the mistake they're going to do, I've already seen it, and I've seen it 1,000 times. So I know how to tell them how to correct that. I can't force them to correct it. Some people have such a high fear level, so much fear of leaning the bike at low speeds that it takes, 8 or 9 hours for them to actually get it. So they come to the class once, I'll give them a private lesson. And then the third time, now their light comes on and they can really do it. So, and it's a wonderful feeling. And I put some people on YouTube that, and I titled the video, is this rider hopeless? Because this one particular woman, she said, am I hopeless? I said, you have determination, so you're not hopeless. It's going to take you longer because you got a high fear level. And I did 3 YouTube videos with her where I took her from basically not being able to turn her bike in 50 feet and got her down to about 20 foot turns and made it through every exercise without error. So she was absolutely thrilled with that. And I've done that with several women, and I put it on YouTube, you know, with their permission, because when people make mistakes, I tell them, you know, it's, don't think you're looking stupid. People see that mistake that you made, and that's going to help them. So if they make that same mistake, they're going to know exactly why they did it.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that's great. And there's a lot of women riders out there too. So you mentioned women, you know, sure. I mean, I encourage women to look into this course. Like Jerry said, it's all over the United States. So you can find a location that you can get to, even if you have to travel a little bit and stay overnight somewhere. I think it's well worth it. And what a great excuse for a beautiful ride. So, yeah. You know, I'm sure that you're within a day or so of just about everybody in this country. People love riding. So I really want to promote this. I think it's fantastic. Going back to your video series and stuff, can you buy individuals? You don't have to buy a whole set and followed by, can you buy the whole set, or do you have to buy everything individual?
No, you could buy, you know, one video if you wanted. We have videos like the Shortcuts video is $15. Surviving the Mean Streets is $15. And the Ride Like a Pro experience is $20. If you wanted to buy everything, including the book, I think it's $89.50 for the entire set.
So that's all online. So, yeah. So you folks can look at that as well as take the course. Remember, the course is really what you really want to take. But the videos could be super, super helpful and educational as well.
And yeah, the best thing for people is to get the video, practice on their own. I tell them at least the first 2 exercises, because if you do that and then come and take the course, it's going to, you'll be at the top of the class, number one, because I know when people already know the techniques and have heard my voice and telling them what to do. I could tell the students, you know, I get a class of 10 people, 5 of them practiced before they got there and 5 of them didn't. And it's a night and day difference.
You can tell.
They'll all learn when they get finished by the end of the course. But the people who practice just the first 2 exercises, I mean, it can't take you more than an hour to do that and then come to the class, they're far and above most riders.
That makes sense. I mean, you know, to me, this is a no-brainer. You know, I would ask all the folks out there, do you want to be a better rider? This is a no-brainer. He's going to make you a better rider, no question. So, you know, we don't usually bring people on the show just to sell things or no, I bring guests on the show that I think are interesting, and especially somebody like you. I think this is something that we all need, including me. I would love to take that course. And I've been riding since I was 14 years old. And I consider myself a pretty good rider, but I consider myself not knowing everything either. So I'm really excited, like I said, to take your course. And I would urge everybody to at least take a look at his videos, get a few of them, you know, practice the stuff and make a point to find a location nearest to you and even do it as a group. You know, I don't know how many people are allowed in each class, but maybe you get a few of your friends and go there, you know, as a group and all of you guys can get trained. I'm sure you can arrange something like that.
We do a lot of that. In fact, we give a discount. We charge here $165 for the course. It varies depending on what state you're in, $150, I think, to $175. But if you bring four or more people, you get a really good discount. And we get a lot of that. A lot of guys will come with four or five of them. Sometimes they'll book the whole class. We take up to 12 students. And when I have 12, I have myself instructing, my wife, and an assistant. So
yeah,
it's really good, especially if you got a bunch of guys that are friends, because they have a lot of fun making fun of the other guy who fell. And then this guy who's making fun of him, he drops his bike. So, you know, it's a great day when everybody knows each other and there's that camaraderie. And, right. You know, you never stop learning this stuff. Even myself, the motor man, I'm going to a course in November down in Homestead. It's Champ School. Have you ever heard of Champ School? It's high speed stuff when they take you on a racetrack with whatever motorcycle you have. So you don't have to tape up the headlights or any of that stuff. I think top speed is somewhere around 70 or 80 miles an hour. But okay. Here in Florida, we have so few winding roads that it's tough for me to practice my high speed. So I'm going to go down there to Homestead. They do it at that racetrack they have down there. And I'll be taking that in November. And I'm going to do a lot of video. Of course, I'll put that up on YouTube as well.
Sure.
But, especially down here, we have some winding roads that are challenged, but it might be a mile long, you know, of turns. And then you're back to the straightaway. So this is going to help me because I like to go up to the mountains and ride the Dragon in those places. In fact, I have a video of Ride Like a Pro on the Dragon that we filmed up there. But I know that I need some work on my high speed stuff. The low speeds to me, now I could do it without even thinking about it. But the higher speed stuff and trail braking and all those things, I want to become expert at those as well.
Yeah. And, you know, I've done the Dragon myself and I pushed my bike and I had, you know, my DCT and I did pretty well on the Dragon, but that's a very technical road. There's a lot of corners that you don't expect. Not only are they tight, but they're tight
and decreasing.
They're down, up, switch back. I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff and sometimes people aren't used to that. And you got to be very technical. You got to really know what you're doing and you got to think. You can't let your mind stop thinking for 1 millisecond. And if you do that, you're okay. But anyway, the Dragon is a good example of a very technical road. And and I've done that on a going and I pushed my bike and it did very well on that road. Another thing I wanted to mention, you talked about once in a while, people might fall over in this course. For those of you out there who have a 2018 plus Honda Goldwing, we actually sell case guards, engine guards for that bike that are very similar to the old style 1800 from 2001 through 2017. In a fact that they look nice on the bike. They don't interfere with any engine guards. And I'm going to put a link to those on our Wing Stuff website in the description because they come in black and they come in polished, kind of like a stainless look. And they're made by National Cycle. And National Cycle is the only company out there right now that does make engine guards for this new Goldwing. And if the bike should tip over, it's going to protect that bike. And chances are you're not going to get any of your plastic scratched. I mean, of course, I'm not going to guarantee that. So my waiver is, you know, anything can happen. But what I'm saying is the stock engine guards on the new 1800 from 2018 and newer tend to be smaller than the older bike. So when the bike did go over, although it'll hold on that guard, you know, some of your plastic may get damaged, whereas the older Goldwing, the guard came out a little bit more and it offered more protection and your bike was less likely to get damaged. So you might want to take a look at those if you wanted to add a little bit of protection to your bike, not only for this course, but if the bike happened to fall over in a parking lot or anything like that. It just bottom line is it offers more protection. So we're not guaranteeing it's going to protect your plastic or anything, but it's gonna offer a lot more protection, and the bike's not going to lean over as far as the stock guard. So I mentioned that to Jerry because he said, yeah, we had some people with the new Goldwings take this course, and I noticed the guards were small, and if that bike would fall over, it would actually lean to the ground further than the previous generations of Goldwings. And I mentioned to him, well, guess what? We have a company that makes engine guards that look real nice. They come in black. That would be my favorite color, is the black. It blends nice with the bike, whether you're a chrome guy or a black guy. It looks really nice. So whatever your taste is. And I would seriously consider getting those anyway. And they work with most all the highway pegs. So I want to throw that out there too. I think that's good information.
Yeah, that's important because, like I said, I noticed, and I was really surprised with the newer wings, why they didn't give at least as much protection as they did on the older model, because the model, you could drop it all day long, is going to stay on those engine guards. But the new ones, yeah, it tips over and goes just a little bit too far. It's going to hit the bags in the back and the fairing. And I've had that happen in the class, especially with the DCT guys, because it's more difficult to master that DCT at low speeds than the clutch and throttle. And I told guys, you know, I had a guy with a Goldwing, an older Goldwing, and he says, he wasn't very good at the low speed stuff. And he says, I'm going to get the automatic transmission. I says, well, if you think that's going to be easier, you're in for a surprise, because it's harder, because getting that, just that spot between too much brake and not enough throttle is very difficult. Once you get it and you practice, it can be done, of course. I've seen guys on YouTube, but those guys on YouTube were really good on the regular manual transmission. And then they switched to that, practice 6 or 7, 8 hours. And then they got just as good with the DCT as they do with the manual transmission. But if you're new at the low speed handling stuff, don't get a DCT just because you think it's going to be easier, because it's going to take a lot more time in practice.
Right. And I would encourage people with the DCT. I have a DCT and I'm very good at doing all that stuff, but I've learned through my own experience. So I can do anything on my DCT slow speed, but I use the rear brake and that throttle, and I've become very good at it. So I think with a little practice, you guys will be just fine. But Jerry's right. It's more difficult with the DCT, but don't think you can't do it. So I would not discourage you. As matter of fact, my preference is the DCT over the manual, and I love shifting, but I just really love that DCT. But if you practice that, you can get just as good with the DCT as you can the manual, but you have to learn and you have to practice. And once you get it, you got it. So I did that. And a matter of fact, a lot of people, when I bump into people with DCTs, I always like to share that with them. It's like, hey, how do you do U-turns? How do you do slow speed stuff? And they'll explain, and most of them are doing it wrong. I don't know. That's not how you do it. I said, you got to ride that rear brake and get that throttle. And I said, you're in total control of that bike, you know? And again, your riding course would teach that. So, and the videos, but you can get that DCT to do anything, but you got to work a little harder and learn how to run that throttle and that rear brake. That's the key.
Yeah. I had, when we did my last video, the Ride Like a Pro experience, I brought in as many different types of bikes as I could, one of which was a DCT wing. Now, the rider who owned that bike, I had him run the exercises, and he could run them, but not without error. So I happened to have another motor officer there with me from Texas, and his police bike was a Goldwing. So he'd never ridden the DCT, but he got on it, practiced for like 20 minutes, and he was breezing through the course. Yeah. But he had no fear, and he knew, wasn't afraid of leaning the bike. So it came to him right away. But that's a guy with hundreds of hours of training. In fact, a while back, I did a YouTube video, the 5 most difficult bikes to handle at low speeds. And I mentioned the Goldwing and DCT, as well as a BMW. And I explained in there in the video, and I knew it was going to cause me grief. And I got hate mail like you wouldn't believe. Whenever you say something bad about a bike, but I said, it's not the bike. This is just the way it is. It's a bigger learning curve on these 5 motorcycles than it is on a Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
Mainly because they got a longer wheelbase and a longer rake. And the shorter the wheelbase, the shorter the rake, the more nimble the motorcycle is going to be. And the Harley happens to have that in spades. That's all their touring bikes are the same. Short wheelbase, short rake, you could turn them on a dime. Doesn't mean you can't do it on a wing, like I said, because the wing has a better, much better lean angle. But you got to take advantage of that lean angle in order to make it do what the Harley Davidson could do with a 32 degree lean angle.
Yeah, you just got to learn. You just got, and somebody needs to teach you how to do it the right way, and you're fine. Then you're off to the races, you know. But you got to learn the right way. I see so many people doing things wrong, especially U-turns, and I mean official U-turns. Like, you know, I'm at a red arrow. And, you know, we're taking an actual complete U-turn on the island in the middle of the street. And I got guys that might be riding, not necessarily with me, but I might, you know, have joined, you know, a small group of guys. And most of them aren't doing it right. I'm watching them. It's like, oh, my. No, don't do that. Right. Yeah. You know, and you know, I've got to the point where even on my manual bike, that rear brake and my throttle. Oh, I can do amazing things with that. But I'm the kind of guy that I'm always practicing, even when I'm riding. Like, I'll do silly things. Like when I get to a stop sign, I can balance myself. I can get myself positioned on the bike where I got like a perfect balance. Yes, I have Healy bars on my bike and I have a Corbin seat, which moves me back about an inch and a half or so, 2 inches almost. But I found that sweet spot where I'm perfectly balanced. Well, I can get to a stop sign and I can actually stop that bike under throttle with brake, but I came to a stop and I can hold that bike for 2 or 3 seconds and it stopped and not fall and go. Now I'm supposed to put my feet down. I know that's not the right thing to do, but I do silly things like that to practice my skills, and I've gotten pretty good at it. And I'm not trying to show off. I'm practicing my balance skills and I'm practicing that throttle and rear brake. And when you come to a complete stop, you can't keep the bike up unless you got a little throttle and you're holding the brake, but the bike is standing still. And some of my friends are like, how do you do that? You got to practice. And it's the same kind of thing when you're doing U-turns, and you're the teacher, but I'm just telling you the things I like to do. So I just find myself doing that all the time. I'm always trying to sharpen my skills. And when I'm riding, I'll try counter steering. That's what I'm doing. Like, I'm relaxed. I'm having a good time, but I'm always doing stuff like that. But I think if people get on the right track here and they learn the right things from you with this advanced riding course, they're just going to come out such a better rider. And, you know, you got your wife, your girlfriend on the back of the bike. Not only why wouldn't you want to be a better rider for yourself, but think about it. You got somebody on the back that's valuable, right?
Yeah, so you're responsible for that person.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and I know you're going to agree with me. There's some guys out there that you see with somebody on the back, you know, and these guys aren't that good. And sometimes they're on a sport bike and you know, there's a girl on the back and, you know, a pretty girl on the back and this guy's riding like a nutcase. And it's like, you know, you're just, oh boy, I just hope these guys stay safe, because you know, the guy's not that good, but yet the girl's on the back. And, you know, so, I mean, come on guys, we all want to be better riders. So anyway, well, I'm excited about what we did today and sharing this with everybody. And, you know, for you folks around the world, keep in mind, if you think you have enough skill that you would like to consider teaching this course and get trained by Jerry, and you want to get in touch with him and see if that's even possible, reach out to him, because we have quite a few customers in a lot of countries around the world. So I would really like to see this thing grow and educate more and more people. It's just going to make you guys better riders. And safer riders, that's the key thing. And especially when you have somebody that's very important on the back of that bike, there, that makes it even more important. So good stuff, Jerry. I mean, just great. And I'm glad I called you. I just thought of you. I'm just thinking, you know, what's our next podcast? And I said, wait a minute, that Motorman guy. So I went online and I said, Jerry the Motorman, ride like a pro. So I called and Jerry and I had a great conversation. And I said, what a great thing for me to expose you to all our friends around the world that watch our videos on YouTube and Facebook and you know, the podcast series that you're on now, which is Wingcast. So we're going to put all Jerry's information in the description, guys, to his YouTube channel and Facebook and all that stuff. And I would highly encourage you to pursue this. Get some of your friends. We have a lot of people that are part of clubs. Talk to people in your club. He's going to give you a discount if you can get a few of your friends to go with you. What a great excuse to take a ride, even if it's a day. But if he has that many locations in the United States, I'm sure most of you can reach a training location within 2 days or less. And some of you might have it right in your backyard, not even know it. So all that information is going to be in the description. And Jerry, I just want to thank you for joining us. You're a fun guy to talk to. And after the holidays, I'm going to take you up on that, and I'll venture my way to Florida. And I would love to take your course.
Yeah, get here when it's cool. That's from any time from November 1st until the last weekend of April. You got really nice weather. The other 6 months, it's hot. And I can tell your viewers, if they're riding a Gold Wing, and I don't care if they were riding for 30 or 40 years, whatever. If you want to know, well, do I need some training? Here's an easy way to figure it out. You're on a Gold Wing. That bike turns, and you can get it down to about 16 and a half foot U-turn. So go to any parking lot, two parking spaces. If you could turn within those two parking spaces, that's 18 feet. You don't need my course. If you can't do that, I can help you. And that's about probably 99% of riders on the road.
Very well said. Very well said. Well, you know what? I appreciate it. Thanks, Jerry. And we're going to conclude the podcast today. And this was a great podcast. And this is something that every one of you guys need out there. So I'm happy to spread the word. And as I said, we're going to have all Jerry's information in the description. And we'll visit this again, Jerry. We'll have you back as a guest in the future again. Remind people about all this stuff. And I look forward to going to Florida in the early spring when the weather's nice. And I'm going to take your course. I can't wait to do it. So anyway, thank you very much, Jerry. And thank all of you for watching. And I want to tell everybody, ride safe and take care. And we'll see you on the next episode of Wingcast. And thanks, Jerry.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care, everyone.
Take care now.
Well, I think it's about that time that we check in with Uncle Frank and see what's going on with him right now. So I'm going to just give him a call and see what he's up to.
Frank.
Hey, how are you, Uncle Frank?
How are you?
I'm good. So we're doing another Wingcast podcast, and I figured I'd give you a call, see how you're doing. Everybody likes to check on you. How you doing?
All right, I'm doing okay. I'm sitting in my chair as usual. That's all.
All right. Watching a little TV today. You watching some sports?
Yeah, I watch sports all the time. That's all I watch, basketball, football.
All right, good. What'd you have for lunch today?
Today, I don't even know what the hell I had. I don't remember what the hell I ate today.
Maybe what? Sandwich, pizza, what you have?
They wait to eat tonight. They've been cooking for 2 hours up there.
Oh, wow.
That's a big dinner. It's a big dinner Georgie's making, special dinner tonight.
Wow, what's the special occasion? What's going on?
He's making lots. He's making.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Why, do you have the Italian food, like the trugliarelle?
Yeah, trugliarelle, cagarelle, gugurile, and gugu.
Yeah, all that stuff. Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you're going to have a nice dinner tonight. That's good. I just want to call, and everybody likes to hear your voice, Uncle Frank. They want to make sure you're doing okay.
It takes 2 hours to cook it and 5 minutes to eat it.
Yeah, that's about right. You got that right. I don't blame you. Well, I know.
Oh, my God. I don't care to eat. I ate enough today. I don't tell my other wine nothing.
Yeah.
I figured you'd call it this time anyway.
Yeah. Well, and we're doing the podcast, so I'm gonna cut you
short.
What
are you doing? You're doing guys to guys? You got the guys on the phone?
Yeah. It's like a live radio show, Uncle Frank, and the whole world can hear you right now. So
wait,
say
what
hi
about,
to everybody. Just say hi to everybody.
Hi, you guys. I hope you're doing good and sell a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that would be.
I hope so.
That would be wing stuff, but this is
I always
podcast.
Wish you do.
This is a radio show, Uncle Frank. So listen.
Oh, it's a radio show. All right.
Yeah. So give them your famous hey.
Hey!
There you go.
It's Georgie now, Sufe.
Oh, my cousin did it in the background, too, because, yeah, Uncle Frank, all my life growing up, when he wants to get attention, he goes, hey!
Yeah. Hey, why yo? Good time out of you.
with the hand waving in the air and everything.
We're having something. It's taking 2 hours to cook it, 5 minutes to eat it.
Well, that just means it's going to be delicious. And it's
yeah, delicious. Yeah.
There you go. All right, well, Uncle Frank, we're gonna end it now, and everybody loves hearing from you, so I will call you later, okay? You take care of
okay,
yourself.
Okay, take care,
later.
Guys.
Okay.
Tell a lot of stuff.
Okay,
all right, bye-bye. I love you all. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Wingcast. This has been a Wingstuff.com production. Please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to us wherever you listen to podcasts. Got a question or comment for me? Send an email to wingcast@wingstuff.com, and it could be featured on a future episode. You can also visit wingstuff.com and sign up for our newsletter to stay up to date on the newest podcast episodes, products, videos, Goldwing news, sales, and more. Until next time, I'm Rick Arnaldo. Ride safe.